Okay, and then we have one item pulled from consent.
Item 1220, authorize intergovernmental agreement with TriMet to provide exclusion hearings.
Okay, someone want to speak on this item?
Look at that spryness. We should all live like that.
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice, and usually I stand up straighter. I lost my mocha that I thought should be out here by 10 o'clock this morning. The reason that I pulled this item, is the obvious one, is it's under emergency, and Individuals for Justice almost automatically pulls those items that are emergencies because we don't like them. We don't like them because they go into effect immediately, and we think it should go under regular business. All emergency items except really mundane bill paying type things should be under regular agenda items and not trying to slide them underneath the table. And that's what consent agenda is. You bundle a bunch of stuff, except today you only had the one, and you slide it under the table. And that's why you get a D minus in the organizations that rate city council's transparency. You do stuff like that. So this item is close to me because I'm involved in a hearing right now with the hearing officer. I didn't know TriMet was a government organization. I thought it was semi-private. If I'm wrong on that, then I'm wrong. And I'll find out later on. The thing that concerns me is this is a $400,000 contract. And the people that would be watching this would never know that TriMet is going to give us $400,000 to have the hearing officer under the city handle their exclusion appeals. That's what it's about. Nobody would know that from this. And that's the problem with transparency. If you put it into regular agenda, then we would discuss it and we would have some staff here and we would say, okay, where's that $400,000 going to go? Is it going to go directly to the hearing officer? Are you going to siphon some off and give some to transportation and parks and housing? How does that work? So those are the questions that we have. And we think they're legitimate questions. And when you deal with $400,000, it's not chuck change, guys. It's heavy-duty money. And I think the taxpayers have a right to know where it's going. They don't even know there is a hearing officer, the majority of them. But at least somebody ought to be here to say, you know what, we're getting $400,000 and this is what we're going to do with it. We're going to give it to the hearing officer for the next year and that's it.
Walsh, there's a member of the team from the city auditor's office in the back of the room. I suspect they can answer your questions because this is a routine item. Let me finish, Mr. Walsh. There's a routine item here that has been on the council calendar before. I'll finish, please. And if you ask the auditor's office, they can probably tell you more about it than we can. And I would recommend, actually, rather than pulling these items off the consent calendar, that you simply ask the agency involved. And I would recommend that you do that in this case as well.
Well, the way it works in real life is that we have the right to pull them, and we will pull them.
Pull them if you want. But if you actually want the information, you should go talk to the auditor's office.
Well, then staff should come up here and explain it to the people. I don't just represent myself. I represent the interests of the people that are watching this, the people that are looking at this in transcripts, and they don't have the information. That's what I'm concerned with, not me. You're right. I can go down to the auditor's office and ask this, and Joe has another piece of information. So what?
Well,
the people that are watching this
asking,
have
so
a right to know what you're going to do with $400,000.
Go ask, and I bet she can tell
you. No, you tell
sir,
them.
Go ahead.
On the TV, Mayor, tell them what you're going to do with the money.
We're going to let the auditor manage your contract. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and the 9 pages of information online While they make references to various Oregon statutes in Chapter 34, do leave it a little open. But like as you said, we can investigate with the auditor's office how this is going to work. Unfortunately, one way it's going to work is there's going to be more paperwork because it does specifically say that the auditor's office will be tracking the cost for this program. It could be good. Maybe we have an underutilized hearing officer, so this could be a good intergovernmental sharing of resources. I am a little bit concerned about intergovernmental sharing with TriMet. It was part of local independent media last night that they have an intergovernmental agreement to provide buses to the police when they get excited. And some of the people from the Portland Business Alliance are hyper-enthusiastic, hyper-capitalists. And if buses that take away arrested citizens ever end up catching on fire, I would prefer they be first student privately owned buses by a UK corporation rather than TriMet buses. So I'll pass that word along through the channels of various staff so that we can maybe not use TriMet buses for mass arrests and can instead put first student buses at risk. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Then roll call on this item, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Mr. Walsh, I also encourage you to call my office if you have questions about items on anything on the consent on the agenda, whether it's on consent or otherwise, because my staff does look into every single item on the agenda. So if you call by on Tuesday afternoon, you'll be able to get an answer. I have a full briefing here, even though we didn't know it was going to be pulled. This replaces a previous contract with an increase of $10 from the previous contract per hearing. TriMet pays the city $343 per hearing. And it's a cap of $400,000. It's not like they're giving us $400,000. It's a cap. So it's $343 per hearing. And so therefore, it's and of course, the hearings office attracts how much they've gotten to. So I appreciate your concern. And as the mayor said, you are welcome to, it's your right to take things off the consent agenda. However, when there's things that are pretty routine, it's not necessarily a good use of everybody's time on a day like today where it indeed is only 10:10. It's this time to explain things, but if there's a lot of different contracts that are pretty routine, and as I say, that's our job to make sure that they're in good order, I'm not sure. You might just want to think about that. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And we are adjourned until next week. Happy Thanksgiving.